Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. This past Saturday, I attended a delightful event at the Eureka Inn. I had seen a notice in the local newspaper announcing a Eureka High School class reunion for those who had graduated from 1934 to 1946. There were about 30 attendees with the event hosted by Liz Day, a young lady who I learned is the daughter of Dr. Jack and Mary Walsh. I overheard Liz make a comment that she had never done anything like this before, and I must say that she deserves a lot of credit for her endeavors. When you think about it, there are not that many people left from graduating classes of the years designated, and a gathering such as this allows the survivors to gather and reflect on their school days. Though the invitation mentioned grads from 34 to 46, there was one attendee who had graduated in 1932. Graduating in 1945 made me one of the younger ones. I had the pleasure and the honor of sitting at a table with a 99-year-old on my right and a 97-year-old on my left. So what did we do? Sit around and look at each other and discuss our medical problems and talk about the deceased? No way. What a noisy, happy bunch, and they weren't all hard of hearing. Every attendee was invited to share with the group any good stories from their high school days. A number did just that and were appreciated with rounds of applause. Over the years, I have been part of the committee of the Class of 45 reunions. A lot of work and planning was involved, as it is with any other class reunion. It was so nice to be able to walk in and casually visit and get reacquainted, or in some cases get newly acquainted, with those of earlier and later years. None of us had to worry about suits and ties and evening gowns and programs and all the other necessities for a big bash. I am not downplaying the role that Liz played in hosting the event. Not being involved in such an event before this, she is to be admired for her hard work and the planning that was called for. Just before the reunion ended, we retired to the patio for a group picture, which we hope will be published in the local Time Standard. Liz made the announcement that she would like to repeat the reunion in the fall. I strongly suggest that those of you EHS grads from 32 to 46 who had not heard of the Saturday event, or those of you who could not make it, to watch for announcements for the fall reunion and plan to attend. See you there. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.